This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about Joycast.
Hi, I'm Emma Caulfield.
And I'm Amber Benson.
And you're listening to Sci-Fi and Scream on
Joy 94.9.
Perfect.
Awesome. Thank you.
That's great. Nerds, gay nerds, lesbo geeks, and much more. The Gay Zombie gay Unicorns zombie presents
Queer Geeks of Oz
2015.
So what's going to be different about this year's Queer Geeks of Oz, Sonia?
Different people. Only in Melbourne
at Oz Comic Con 2015. Queer Geeks of Oz.
Oz Comic Con.
Queer Geeks of Oz brings you
some nerdy behaviour of the queer bent and super gay kind.
Queer Geeks of Oz.
At Oz Comic Con 2015.
The issues facing the community have been something that's I've been interested in following for a while. It's an extension of just basic fundamental human rights. I've never really been able to wrap my mind around the argument of, like, well, human rights, yes, but this is in a subsect, and therefore this is inapplicable to this conversation. Like, well, what are you talking about? Are gay people not human? Last time I checked, they are. So therefore, basic human rights should apply to all people.
Fear. It's people being afraid of something because they have those feelings themselves and cannot process that, or because they were told by, you know, a
damaged by an adult when they were young,
it's you know, but you know, when you spend time with somebody and you care about them, you know, it changes everything. And I think that's the problem. So many people, they're like, well, I don't know anybody who's gay, so how, you know.
You'd be surprised.
Exactly.
And out they come, spilling out eventually.
But I think, when you put a human face on it and you say, this is my cousin and I want my cousin to have the same rights as me, it changes the story.
I'm good.
You're right.
All right. Now I'm going to yawn because you're yawning.
Yeah, makes us primates, humans. Sonia from Sci-Fi and Scream and Second Breakfast and Joy 94.9. And it is amazing to be sitting in this very nice lit hotel room. It's very good. I like it. And it's with some very special guests we have on the show. I want to welcome Amber Benson and Emma Caulfield. Welcome.
Hi.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. For Oz Comic Con 2015 Melbourne. This first time Oz Comic
Con. Yeah, I've been, well, we've well, been, I've Melbourne both been to Melbourne times. Before. Yeah. Melbourne is awesome. We like it.
I love it. It's my favorite of all. Well, it's one of my favorite cities in the world that I've been to, and definitely my favorite of all the Australian cities.
Steampunk capital. And originally it was supposed to be called Batmania.
That's a joke.
No.
For real?
John Batman was one of the great white settlers, and that was his last name, was Batman. So they were going to call it Batmania.
Man. Bensonania.
That could happen.
Because there's so many undiscovered locales in this world.
And particularly in Australia, I would say, there's still probably places that...
Going into the outback, y'all.
You know, some people don't know about.
I'm going to go underwater. I'm going to find a trench. Call it Bensania.
Bensania.
It's a hot trench. Because it's very hot down there. Mm-hmm. It's actually not cold. It gets freezing.
Well, I'm hot, and so...
Hot.
Sorry.
So here we are. Look, Oz Comic Con is amazing, and it is a geek fest, let's face it. And you ladies are responsible for some of the traffic that has been heading towards Melbourne.
We're the cause of that accident.
We offered free sex. That's all.
It is dimly lit in here, and it's nice.
We brought Mark with us for the free sex.
free sex.
Yeah, three.
We're not having free sex, but Mark will in our stead.
It's a family show. But Amber, look, you have been online very recently. I'll just cut straight to that. And with the Alpheria Film Festival.
Oh, Alpheria Film Festival.
Yes, yes, for women in horror and all of that. Yeah. With Shegaze. Can you tell us about that?
It's called, actually, it's called She-Ven.
Oh.
You got to get the vengeance.
Shegaze. What was
I? Shegaze is, I kind of like Shegaze.
It's a sequel.
That's a sequel. Shegaze. Back to the, to the gaze.
Yeah. Televised edited version.
Yeah, She-Venge. It's a short that I directed. We've been playing a lot of festivals. We were at the Etheria Film Night, which is all women directors who direct science fiction, fantasy, and genre.
Did you meet Ursula Dabrowski, my friend Ursula?
I was in and out so freaking fast.
Yeah.
Because we were giving, well, it was actually really cool. We were, Trisha Helfer and I gave Jane Espenson an award via Etheria.
Cool.
So most of my time was spent, because Juliette Landau was actually supposed to present with us and she was sick. So it was us trying to figure out how to like divvy stuff up and like, and actually, because Juliette had sent some stuff that she wanted to say.
Yeah.
So Trisha and I were trying to figure out how we do this. But that was really great to be able to celebrate Jane and her work. And
Yay, Jane.
So.
Yay, Jane. Husbands and all that, you know, and all the stuff she's worked on from Warehouse 13 to
Battlestar Galactica. Holler.
Yeah.
And you've been in. You've both experienced the Espenson effect.
Yeah, I've worked with her. Three different occasions. Yeah, three different jobs.
Cool.
Or four. I can't remember.
A lot.
She's one of the best. Really, truly so talented.
Cool.
And of course, talent likes talent. You know, and Emma. I mean,
opposites attract.
So. In this sort of lengthy career and all the work that you've done, what's been a highlight? I know that there's been some LGBTIQ work that you've been involved in. Can you tell us a bit about that?
The issues facing the community have been something that's I've been interested in. Are gay people not human? Last time I checked, they are. So therefore, basic human rights should apply to all people, including gay people. So I did the No Hate campaign, and I have a lot of gay friends, and I don't know, it's always been something that has affected me and wanted to speak out positively about. And then Stray, it's a short film that I raised money for. I was very happy we got quite a bit more than we even attempted to ask for. Reach out for on Kickstarter, it's a wonderful short film. I'm very, very proud of it.
That's wonderful. I've seen it.
Oh, you did see it.
I have. It's fabulous.
Thank
it's really
you.
Good. It's funny.
It's actually funny.
Yeah.
Oh, yay.
Good.
It has you know, it has great people attached. The writer's amazing. The director's fantastic. You know, the cast. You know, like I was actually bringing Unreal back for Full Circle. One of the actors in them in Stray is now on Unreal for Marty Knox, and just bringing this all back again. It's wonderful, and actually it's here. We're showing it on Sunday
stage one,
3:30. Stage one at.
It should be. They should just.
You know more about me, Mark Ford, who's the producer on the film, and my charming, wonderful husband. He knows pretty much. Where I don't know anything. I like get these schedules.
I'm like, what am I doing?
Is it now you're going to be here? I'm like, okay. No, he's wonderful. He's a natural producer, like, truly gifted. That's why I didn't even know when it. I knew it was Sunday. I feel like I'm a complete moron. Now you get it.
No,
I'm going to blame jet lag.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Really, I'm just that dumb. So there you go. Secrets out.
When the world was gone, Dwana Land, we were all connected. So, continentally, it was better to get around then. So, I blame that.
Continental drift.
Yeah.
Jurassic World. I blame that.
I mean, that's a good one. Smart.
Yes. I've only had one coffee. Amber Benson. For you, I mean, you know.
Yeah, the
there's no machine here. That's really sad.
Excellent lattes downstairs.
Do they? You have to bring them up, though.
Well, they can.
Oh, good. Having minions is good.
No, I don't mean they. I meant the room service. Yes. I didn't mean like you guys. I can't, bitch, can you buy me some coffee? Get out!
And for Amber, like, also, because I'm, you know, we're doing the JOY, the 94.9 thing, and we've spoken to before.
Yes.
But on a phone.
Very, very early in the morning, if I remember correct, or medium early in the morning.
For
yeah, for me.
Yeah, and it was late for me. But for you as well, LGBTIQ has been very dominant in your career as well.
I mean, I always have felt that, you know, it doesn't matter who you fall in love with. If you fall in love with somebody, you're just freaking lucky. You know, growing up, I did a lot of theater, and a lot of the people that I worked with, you know, were LGBTQ. And so for me, they were just people, you know, like it wasn't about who you have sex with. It was about like, are you a good person? Oh, I like you. You're a good person. Mm-hmm. That's what's important. And the fact that they that because of who you are attracted to, you're not given the same human rights as everybody else is fucking sorry.
That's okay.
It's bullshit. It really makes me unhappy. Mm-hmm. And so for me, it's always been a big part of who I am, that need for equality, that we need marriage equality in our society. And then to be able to play a lesbian character on Buffy was huge. And to be able to walk in her shoes and just sort of, you know, hit the glass ceiling and sort of bang on it and break it a little bit and say, hey, we're here and we're not. You know, we're not going away, and no one is going to change who they are to suit, you know, a Judeo-Christian ideal of what marriage is. So, yeah, it's very important to me, and you know,
I crap all over the Christians.
As a Judeo-Christian, I'm a Jew, for God's sakes. Leave me alone.
It's your fault.
It's my fault. Well, it's just this sort of religious idea of what marriage connotes, and that's, you know.
And it's
I think everyone should have the opportunity to have a crappy marriage.
That's right. You can have a gay divorce as well. You know. And there'll be an industry for that, no doubt. Like wedding planning and divorce planning. Exactly. You've got to plan ahead, prenups and all that. But of course, yeah, I mean, straight society has been so damaged by a lot of the hate that has come from straight society, or people who say they're straight, who hate, you know, LGBTIQ people, and it's just ridiculous, and it does divide us, and that's just silly.
It's fear. It's people being afraid of something because they have those feelings themselves and cannot process that, or because they were told by, you know, a
damaged by an
adult
when they were young, whatever.
It's you know, but you know, when you spend time with somebody and you care about them. Mm. You know, it changes everything. And I think that's the problem. So many people, they're like, well, I don't know anybody who's gay, so how, you know.
You'd be surprised.
Yeah, exactly. Well, exactly. Exactly.
And out they come, spilling out eventually.
But I think, yeah, when you put a human face on it and you say, this is my cousin and I want my cousin to have the same rights as me, it changes the story.
Mm-hmm. And for you guys, what's coming up next that you can talk about? No, I'm just like, no, that's good. That's good. We do need that. Very good box. Hey, how excited!
Always dirty with you.
I know. How excited to see fun home.
What?
Alison Bechdel and her musical.
So great, winning all those Tonys.
You guys, have you seen it yet?
I have not seen it yet.
What's it called?
Play in a graphic novel.
Fun home. Alison Bechdel. She's a lesbian cartoonist, and her cartoon's been made into, or comic has been made into a musical, and it won a Tony.
Yeah, it's huge.
That's awesome.
Freaking awesome.
You guys should be in it.
Well, lesbian cartoonist meaning that she writes things that have to do with lesbian themes.
You know the Bechdel test?
It's her own life.
It's her own life.
But you know the Bechdel test? Wonderful. Do you know where? Yeah, that's her.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I know.
Didn't she win like a MacArthur
Grant or Nobel Peace Prize? I'm not sure.
She won something.
She's won awesome. The French Foreign Legion or something. She's won it all, whatever that award is they give people. She's awesome. But yeah, it'd be great to see. That's going to be on tour in America. Let's hope it comes to Australia. And yeah.
Wow.
So projects coming up that you can talk about, Emma?
Oh gosh. Well, I hope I can talk about them. I don't have answers on one of them in particular. I was hoping to have an answer before I came here, but I don't. Okay. I get to wait until I get home.
Right.
Or until after the holiday.
Okay.
Yay! No, so I don't know. I audition like crazy. I tweet about it all the time.
Yeah.
Like I'm 0 for 45 or something. I don't even know. It's just like, I'm just going to, you know, I like documenting it. I'm like, well, that's number 47 that I didn't get. And cheers. Because it's just like, well, maybe it'll be lucky 48. No, it's 49. Maybe the one I'm thinking about right now is lucky 15, number 50.
Well, maybe something in Australia. Would you be open to making something here, doing a project?
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah. If it involved poisonous animals, though.
Poisonous animals?
Oh, you know what they like to do. They like to put... American women, they love to put them in with crocodiles and film it.
Like Big Brother reality show or something like that. No, but if so, you guys have actually a phenomenal independent film.
Yeah, true.
Community. I'm basically in love with pretty much everything to do with Australia. I love it. I would love to have someone say, hey, come work here and we'll pay you and come do this awesome film where you get to play someone psycho. Yes! Fantastic. That would be great.
You'd love...
If someone was actually having that happen, that would be awesome. Cool. I'm just pulling it out there. Tell Ursula I would love to do it.
The Emma's looking. Tell Ursula Emma's looking.
What's the way people can... A filmmaker can get in touch with you? Is it Twitter? Or
well, me personally?
Yes. If they had a project.
Twitter. Cool. But, I mean, they can go on IMDb or whatever, check out.
Go to
my agent or manager or whatever else. But I've connected with people I so admire on Twitter for so many different things. Twitter is the best thing ever. I love it so much. I love how it takes out that sort of unnecessary sort of BS and that distance that I don't know. It takes out the freak factor a little bit. Like, hey, I'm a fan of yours. Okay. I want you. Great job. You know, and someone's like, oh my God, I love your work. Like, I didn't know you knew who I was. That's amazing. Let's work together on something. Mm. Which just happened with Bandwagon. It was, you know, like Yvette Nicole Brown. It's like, I love you. I love you, honey. You want to work? Yes. You know, fantastic.
That is cool. I love it.
Directors
for that.
Who, yeah, like you, oh, I really like your work. I had no idea you follow me on Twitter. It's incredible. Hey, amazing. I love your films. You should hire me. I'm so, like, ridiculous. Like, I'm unabashed about it.
You should be. It's good important.
All I want is coffee and, you know, scale plus 10. So, you know, that's it. You know, just some coffee.
coffee.
It could be day-old coffee. No. I'm gross. That's actually not winter.
Yeah, no.
But what's happening with the film and more...
Let's see. Yeah. She Venge, we're going to a bunch of film festivals. We'll see what happens on that front. Hopefully we'll be able to get it out to the world on Vimeo or YouTube or something. Mm-hmm. Mostly I'm writing. I have a series I do for Penguin. It's called The Witches of Echo Park, and the second one, The Last Dreamkeeper, comes out in January, so I'm busy with that and writing other stuff. I have a novella that's gonna be coming out
So,
lots of stuff. Bits and pieces. Yeah. Tap dancing for our living.
Oh, cool. All right. So put your hat out and hope you get some change.
Yeah, yeah. I think Amanda Palmer, you know, you put it out there, you know, the art of asking, you know.
That's it. Cool. Well, thank you so much. I mean, you're going to be at Oz Comic Con all weekend, and people should definitely head along and catch your panels, and of course Stray releasing that here for the first time, and that's just excellent. But before I do turn off the recorder and they throw me out, I wonder if I could get you to do a station ID for the show. It's a Sci-Fi and Squeam, you know, on Joy 94.9. obviously your names, that's be good. Great, you can do it together. I'm cool. That's cool.
Hi, I have Emma Caulfield.
And I'm Amber Benson.
And you're listening to Sci-Fi and Squeam on
Joy 94.9.
Perfect.
Awesome.
Thank you.
That's
great.
Hi, this is Allison Bechtel. I'm a big dyke, and you are listening to Sci-Fi and Squeam on Joy 94.9. Okay, we don't say squeam here. I like it. I like a big dyke.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia.
Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member
at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.